This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Jim Burke with local news and commentary for Tuesday, June 14th, 2022. Dr. Allison Berry, health officer for Clallam and Jefferson Counties, gave an update and answered questions at yesterday's Board of County Commissioners meeting. Some of the questions from the board and our KPTZ listeners included: if I get COVID, should my whole family be exposed so we can all be on the same immunity schedule? The answer, no. No one should get COVID on purpose if you haven't had it already, as even a mild case is still no picnic. Everyone has a slightly different severity of the disease, but most people are, quote, flattened for a week at least, says Dr. Berry. So rather than being like the flu, it's more like the worst case of the flu you've ever had, and research is still ongoing on long COVID, so why risk it? Is asymptomatic transmission really a thing? Answer, yes and no. Much more common earlier in the pandemic before the vaccines were available. Now folks who are vaccinated start to feel symptoms before they are contagious generally, because the vaccine is helping the immune system to launch a speedy, robust defense. So, if you are sick, stay home, and you might need a few days before the test shows you have it. The unvaccinated, on the other hand, might still spread the virus while they are pre-symptomatic, because the virus is taking hold and replicating, and the immune system has a slower response. Just another great reason to be vaccinated, Dr. Berry says. There was also a question from a listener who said they were vaccinated, boosted, not going to restaurants, and are always wearing a mask whenever they go to the movies, so they were wondering if they are doing enough. Dr. Berry appreciated the effort and said perhaps they could enjoy life a bit more around town. The weather hasn't cooperated too much this spring, but outdoor activities and outdoor seating at restaurants might be an option. You can listen to Dr. Allison Berry's full remarks to the BOCC on our website, kptz.org. In both Clallam and Jefferson counties, the COVID-19 case rates are still very, very high. You can see the latest numbers and report new cases at the county's websites, jeffersoncountypublichealth.org and clallam.net, and on the transcript of this newscast. On Sunday, there was an outdoor event at the Poorhouse with DJ Bonobo and Ruby Fitch spinning real vinyl in support of the nonprofit Olympic Neighbors. Restaurants with outdoor seating and venues with outdoor music abound this summer in and around Port Townsend. Listen to the community calendar on KPTZ for more outdoor entertainment ideas. Also, last weekend was the end of the 70-48 race at the Northwest Maritime Center on Sunday, and the ruckus in Pope Marine Park to celebrate that race and as a send-off for the Race to Alaska, which started yesterday at 5 a.m. Team Imua members Thiago Silva and Connor Jones from Mill Valley, California, rode 70 miles overnight Saturday into the early hours of Sunday from Commencement Bay in Tacoma to Port Townsend to win the annual 70-48 race for non-motorized watercraft. The 70-mile race began at 7 p.m. Friday with 123 entrants who then had 48 hours to complete the journey. Team Imua completed the trek in just over 9.5 hours, taking home a $5,300 prize. In celebration of National Public Health Week, recognized at the beginning of April each year, Jefferson County Public Health focused on the theme, Public Health is Where You Are. Nominations were solicited from the public across 7 different categories, and KPTZ was selected to receive the award for the category, Community, Collaborations, and Resilience. KPTZ's receipt of this award is due in large part to its commitment to connecting the community to the latest COVID-19 information and updates by live broadcasting the weekly health briefings of Dr. Allison Berry at the Board of County Commissioners meetings. KPTZ has given its listeners an approachable avenue through which to submit and have their questions about the pandemic answered. KPTZ Community Affairs lead Chris Bricker, co-host of KPTZ's pandemic-related Through Science to Health program, will accept the award on behalf of the station at the virtual awards ceremony on Thursday, June 16th, during the monthly Board of Health public meeting. Congratulations to the entire KPTZ Virus Watch team and everyone at KPTZ who have been providing the community with vital information about the COVID-19 pandemic. Among the team are news director Steve Evans, Monday host Don Trethaway, Barney Burke, Lynn Sorensen, Kate Keenan, and the entire local news crew. Kate Ingram, general manager of KPTZ, says, "The whole station has contributed to this award. Bravo and brava." KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news at kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening, and have a great Tuesday.